Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, after we've had a couple days to let the weekend of NFL football simmer a little bit, you start to hear clips and read stories that bubble to the surface that either involve someone being petty or involving somebody that we're petty about.
Right.
Or both.
Yeah, and I guess and I will be petty this entire
segment. Promise?
Sometimes I start taking up for the people that we're supposed to be petty about. Yeah, I'll be petty.
Just
I'll
hold it
petty.
Together till 8:18.
I've watched nothing but images of people being mean to each other on social media this morning. I did a 45-minute reel, yeah. I feel really bad about humanity right now.
Good job.
Yeah.
A lot of fight videos
all
and things
is lost.
Like that.
Yes.
All right. I think this probably fits in the category of this person is very petty, and we can be very petty about him, and his name is Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
It is not going well in New York right now.
No, which is a huge shock and surprise.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. So I guess Robert Saleh at some point post-game, and keep in mind, they lost to the Broncos at home 10-9.
They couldn't beat a rookie quarterback who threw for 60 yards in that game.
Bo Nix.
Did he have 60 or was it less than
that? It was bad.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He threw for 60 yards.
It was bad. You know, this is the whole, that was a matchup where Nathaniel Hackett beat them last year, the OC, and he's going to, 9 points. So I guess Saleh made some sort of comment about Rodgers, Kate. You know, Rodgers is always trying to game the defense with his cadence at the line of scrimmage. Well, it turns out he was gaming some of his own guys, saying a bunch of false starts.
What's that like? I can't imagine.
So here was Aaron Rodgers. They had a reporter that did kind of the old Mark Berman thing where he's like, hey, so-and-so said this. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah.
So Robert Saleh said this about your cadence. What do you think?
The cadence specifically, Robert said, that might be something you guys have to dial back a little bit. Is that something you think could potentially help the situation?
It's one way to do it. The other way is hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had one false start. Morgan had one false start, I believe, until this. So, you know, it's been a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We don't, you know, we rarely have a false start. And to have, I don't know, 5 today, it seemed like, 4 or 5. Yeah, it seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need to make mass changes based on, you know, kind of an outlier game.
Nothing like the head coach and the quarterback hashing it out by talking to each other.
Yeah. Look, that's okay. So that's the one thing as a rule. The one thing I would tell players is like never, ever, ever respond to a reporter saying, hey, this guy said this about you.
Yeah.
Because it never emotionally lands like, oh, I'm sure that Robert was just actually being complimented. You don't know exactly how he said it or what have you. I think in this instance, you've got reason to perhaps take it that way. Like, okay, we can talk about this in-house, right?
Right.
Saleh, this is what I wondered about with Saleh, because we saw this from Hard Knocks a couple years ago. Saleh is a defensive-minded head coach, seems completely unaware of that you got to kind of walk the line a little bit and not let the offense think that you're completely on the defensive side. In Hard Knocks, he was just flat out telling the offensive players, the offensive line, we got an awesome defense. Yeah. You guys got to measure up. I mean, those guys are awesome.
Yep.
So this game especially, looks like a perfect example of the potential for that drama to blow up.
The schism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing about Salah, too, is I always feel bad about it, except it's true. One of his job requirements right now is managing the sometimes volatile potential eruption situation that you have with your quarterback.
Yeah.
And you've got managing the Aaron Rodgers situation, and the Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, is Aaron Rodgers' chosen do boy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to manage that carefully, and he seems to take a misstep every time he gets up to the podium.
Salah's getting killed yesterday by a lot of the national media and a lot of the media up there in New York. As long as we're being petty, let's hear Mike Francesa get a little petty.
A first-year quarterback in September beats a Hall of Fame quarterback. And don't pin this on the kicker. Don't pin this on the kicker. This is not about, well, we had a chance, you know, we did everything right, we had the kicker. Nonsense. They did everything wrong all day, that they brought the game down to that. This team is so badly prepared mentally and physically. The coach is a fool. He's always been a fool. He's always acted like a fool. His record is atrocious, and he can't win with a team that should win. And you know what? The way they're going nowhere, and he's going to lead the parade. And then the only thankful thing is it'll be right out the door.
Mm.
That's hard.
Yeah, so I don't think Salah survives this one, based on Mike Francesa.
Based on Francesa. Now, I got some Mad Dog, too.
Okay.
It's really mostly because Mad Dog butchers a word in the English language,
Aaron Rodgers, you know, was 40 years old, but, and you know, at the end of the game, looked a little disheveled and hobbled.
Disheveled.
I don't make fun of
Google disheveled.
Not that I'm not going to turn. I did too. I'm going to be that
just
guy.
Just to make sure.
When somebody. We get that on the text line sometimes. People are like, well, actually, it's pronounced thusly.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to look up the dictionary. Like, no, dude, you're wrong. You can pronounce it either way.
That's funny. Pettycast, Lamar Jackson. This hits right. This is where I'm getting. This is me getting petty right here. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson tweeted this out yesterday morning. This is a team sport. I'm not out here satisfied when I throw for 300 yards and take an L. If I throw for 50 yards and we win, that's WTF matters. Y'all, stop commenting on our socials about the yards y'all FanDuel or parlays ain't hit. Thumbs down emoji.
It's good. I'm glad that Lamar expects that people will now follow his...
I'm sure he's going to get no tweets about it. Well,
this is I love when somebody hops on social media and is like, hey, listen, you people are not being pleasant on here, and I need it to stop now.
Here's the thing. Exactly. The thing about this is Lamar Jackson signed a big contract in the last year, over $50 million a year. A lot of that revenue that drives his salary and other salaries comes from, sorry, Lamar, gambling and daily fantasy,
or just fantasy in general.
Fantasy in general.
Fantasy sports in general just was so perfectly suited to the NFL that's one of the things that made it such a. There's no gender difference anymore in men versus women fans or anything.
Dude, like a lot of people that watch your games don't care who wins the game.
Yeah, I would say honestly, just athletes need to stop caring about people caring about fantasy. It's just it's a reality of the world. That's just what it's going to be.
Yep.
You don't have to be on Twitter. You know, you don't have to be on Instagram. You don't have to look at all of it, but people are going to be talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So that was me getting petty with Lamar Jackson.
Now that he's as rich as he is, he's not going to get the benefit of anybody's. People aren't going to be like, poor Lamar. Yeah.
Blue collar guy.
Why doesn't everybody just leave Lamar alone?
Right. Now he's got his money. Doug Peterson, he was, of course, the head coach on the other sideline on Sunday for the Jacksonville Jaguars. As we pettycast this thing, Doug Peterson himself got a little petty here when he was asked about his job security.
Start worrying about your status at this point.
My status?
Yeah. After an 0-4 start.
I mean, no. I mean, it's kind of a strange question, but.
Not a strange question at all, bro. Have you looked at the odds? You're the favorite to get fired.
Like, Peterson's been in the league long enough. How do you just not have a stock answer for that stuff? Same as just it's never going to be an answer that satisfies anybody or anything.
Yeah.
But like that's an easy stock answer. You know, like I was when I got into this profession. committed to just understanding the reality that people get fired a lot, and you don't think about it. You focus on the next week, and that's what I do. So, yeah, whatever noise there is or anything else like that, I can't. It's just a stock cliche answer. The fact that he got as emotionally rattled by it and thought that it was a weird question.
That's a bad sign.
It's probably a sign that, yes, he's thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. The Jags are the only winless team remaining. Tennessee got off the schneid last night, and Cincinnati got off the schneid against Carolina this week.
It's a shame.
So it's just Jacksonville.
It's a shame that the Jags lady just is basically proof that the league is out to get them. She's long been convinced.
They are.
Took it to the limit.
Right. Yeah. And they're trying to steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Not that new exactly. anymore.
Right. So it's the villains on Park Avenue that are keeping the Jaguars.
So they play Indy this weekend. They host Indianapolis this weekend. Are we rooting for anybody in particular? I guess by math, you root for the Jags to win that game to get the Colts pushed back a little bit.
You root for the Jags, but this is PettyCast,
yeah.
And there's a part of me that I feel more petty about Trevor Lawrence now than I do about Anthony Richardson.
Good call, Seth.
Anthony Richardson, every time he gets injured, that's when I'm at my pettiest. Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, when they get injured, I just think, yes, of course. Yes, they're going to keep getting... Will Levis, he needs a sports psychologist.
Yeah.
There is something in him that turns him into a complete idiot, where I don't think he's a genuine bona fide idiot.
Yep.
I think he's an idiot in the moment. And it comes in the form of really bad interceptions and then also taking way more hits than there's any reason for him to take. He's out there playing like he wants it.
Yeah.
You know what he's out there playing, Sean? It looks like he's trying to do like death by unsportsmanlike conduct. He either doesn't actually want to play football and he just wants to get a career-ending injury so he doesn't have to make the decision, or he genuinely wants to die.
Yep.
But it's going to happen. One of the two things is going to happen.
I like Anthony Richardson. I like him a lot.
You like his personality?
I like his personality a lot. Yeah, I told
doesn't
you.
Sound very petty.
Oh, that's true. Okay, we'll save that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Seth. Good job policing the pettiness.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Gruden has started to, in the last couple of weeks, grow sort of a social media following. Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel. He did a breakdown on the Texans before the Bears game.
Yes.
It was very good, I thought. And it was just him standing in front of a whiteboard
for
like 25 minutes, and I watched the whole time.
He's perfect for this.
He wasn't doing like in-depth film analysis or anything. It was just him being him.
It's really good.
It's always nice to hear Gruden talk about your team because 50% of the guys on your team are future Hall of Famers. I love this guy.
The QB camp?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dude, there should be so many great quarterbacks in the league right now based on Gruden's QB camp back in the day. So this was yesterday. This wasn't part of his film breakdown or anything. He just comes running up to the camera, sweat dripping down his shirt, and here's what he said.
You know why I'm so sweaty? God, I've been watching Jaden Daniels on film. That's it. I just sit here watching Jaden Daniels, and I start sweating. My heart starts beating. watching him run around. This guy's freaking awesome.
Yeah, dude, yeah, it's funny, but you're creepy in that video right there.
It's a Steve Smith scenario. Yeah. There, right?
You know why I'm so sweaty? In the bathroom watching Jaden Daniels.
Thinking about, Meltzer used to say that sometimes. He'd be like, I was in the shower this morning thinking about Jaden Daniels.
Too much information. So that was a little creepy, right?
Jaden Daniels was the first quarterback ever to start off with, not just as a rookie, but start off with a 75% completion percentage. He's for the first
four ball
games.
Rarely hits the ground in a Washington game.
There's a petty side of me that just, I'm waiting for the Cliff Kingsbury effect to take hold where halfway through the season they figured out what he's going
to
do.
You got to stick to that, by the way, because he's getting more and more love.
I know, he's getting an incredible amount of love. I got to start saving receipts. I don't know, but I also I don't want to be so petty all the time that that's how I'm enjoying football this year, is that's waiting true. For
oh,
Cliff
Kingsbury. Oh, rooting against Cliff Kingsbury. You know,
imminent demise,
Creepier, John Gruden sweating, saying he was watching Jaden Daniels, or...
Texans are this fun young team.
I think that's creepier.
That was creepier. Yeah. That was Peter Schrager talking about the Texans.
This fun young team.
I felt like I was his paperboy.
Texans candy. Are this fun young team.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
I get the double edition on Sundays. I get to see Old Sethers twice.
Okay.
That's not a Peter Schrager impression. That's the guy from The Simpsons.
Family Guy, right?
Family Guy, yeah, that's right, Family Guy.
Petty cast continues here. Okay, Pep Hamilton, former Texans offensive coordinator. This is as petty as it gets because he hadn't been the OC for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And Pep Hamilton's probably drinking his coffee going, what the hell did I do? I'm just doing hits on Channel 2 now. I'm doing the pep talk on Channel 2.
Which I enjoy those.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think he's good on there. I think Pep does good stuff on the NFL Network. I thought he did not perform well at his job of offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans in 2022. Mm-hmm. Why am I bringing this up? Because Nico Collins has been a big topic really over the last year and a half. And as I go back, remember that Nico Collins was on the team in 2021 and 2022? Remember that? And he was, you know, rarely getting used. Somebody posted the route tree or the next gen stats that shows all the routes Nico ran. This was particular one was in a game in week 10 in 2022 against the Giants. And I'm counting, he must have run, I don't know, 12, 13 routes, something like that. There's not a single route that even comes close to touching the middle of the field.
Yeah.
They're all routes that are like out routes or, like a dig route where he just runs up, stops, and turns around on the outside. He's two zip codes away from the hash marks in any of these routes.
Yeah.
Damn, Pep.
I'm having a hard time being petty about Pep in this regard, and just that I do feel like his hands were tied in a lot of respects.
Okay.
It's easier to take away other areas of the field back against that Texas. This is really hard for me because I like Pep Hamilton as a person.
I do too.
Which has always been the
I do too.
Which has always been the conundrum, I think, with a lot of people at various places, is they really like him as a person.
Yeah.
I think that really the frustrating thing about what was the frustrating thing about that season that Pep Hamilton was out? My biggest issue is just always that there would be something that clearly wasn't working, and the defense was shutting it down, and the Texans would just keep going back to that exact same concept. I guess just hoping that at some point the wall would break after you pounded it enough times.
In some ways, I shouldn't be petty about the 2022 season. It's what got us C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
You know?
You're here ready to erect a monument for Lovie Smith, but somehow you don't want to give that same credit to Pep Hamilton.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, not for the next 2 minutes, at least. We're being petty still right now. All right, last one. Gary Cohen, Mets play-by-play announcer. There was a weird situation in baseball yesterday where the NL playoffs had not yet been decided. The Mets and the Braves played a doubleheader with each other, where if they split the doubleheader, both of them make it to the postseason. If one of the two teams sweeps, then the team sweeping would have made it, and the Arizona Diamondbacks would have taken a spot in the postseason.
Meanwhile, Chris Sale gets scratched with a back injury.
The back injury in the must-have game, because the Mets won the first game of the doubleheader.
And by the way, that's where I missed the golden age of newspapers a little bit. I didn't see a single back-scratching joke or headline about that or anything. Somebody would come up with something clever about a back.
There was
scratch.
A funny meme.
Being scratched with a back, you know.
There was a funny meme someone had of someone tearing up the clubhouse. This is how Chris Sale hurt himself.
Yeah.
Remember, he used to get so angry about things. But the Mets clinched their playoff spot in the first game, and it was a really good game. It was back and forth. Lindor hit a home run that ended up, I think, winning the game for them. It was a really good game. What do we think of this call on the final out of the game for the Mets clinching the postseason?
2-2. Ground ball. Lindor waits on it. He's got it. And the ball game is over. From 0-5 to OMG. What a ride. The Mets are going to the postseason in 2024.
From 0-5 to OMG. And I'm like, 0-5? 0-5? Oh, yeah, they started the season 0-5,
yeah,
and
that's
what,
it's a 162-game season. Listen, you think you've suffered? You think
7-19, hello?
I'll tell you another thing, too. You're talking about the Mets here. I feel like Mets fans themselves are like, 0-5.
The little engine that could.
I never left. I had a semi the whole time. It wasn't like 0-5. Like that's what my misery was as a Mets fan.
From 0-5 to OMG. And by the way, Buddy had that thing scripted from August.
The OMG thing, it's corny as hell, but it is also, that's been their whole thing, the OMG sign that they hold up and everything season. No. But, which is corny, though, too. I'll go back to, you leaned into the corniness.
Yeah.
Go die with your OMG. You're like, Flois you're like, just like a housewife in 1997 discovering OMG. You know, like, OMG, but, that's going to be our thing now, girl. But, yeah.
But 0-5 in baseball is like, who gives
a
damn?
Right,
it's five games. Like, if it were an NFL team, there's your, like, 0-5 to OMG in football, a 17-game season, that's an appropriate call. I am getting super petty right now. 0-5 in baseball. That's not even a week.
Gary Cohen just doesn't know baseball. That's the whole thing. Not like us.
Good call.
Not like us. Yeah.
True dad. All right.
True dad.
listening to the radio, waiting for Sean to drop an F-bomb. Hashtag free podcast, Sean. Oh, I do. I curse a lot on my podcast these days. Yeah, people like that.
I give the kids what they want.
Yeah.
That's what, I remember Bill Simmons. That was when, you know, when he started off on his own HBO show.
Yeah.
Remember the promo they were running?
Oh, yeah.
Where he said the F word. Yeah. Like, oh, Bill, you're so edgy.
I don't do it just gratuitously just to do it. Yeah. I do it when it's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
People seem to free podcast Sean as a hashtag. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. You asked a question earlier in the show, and I think it's a good question.
Oh.
Was the Stefon Diggs trade worth it? At this point, right now, how are we feeling about the Diggs trade? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.